Scotty, you said to me just a moment ago that in 1999 you wouldn't have a you wouldn't have a quarterback like Ryan Fitzpatrick, wouldn't be able to start in this league, right? That was what you said?
Right.
And not as, I'm just saying, as a starting quarterback, because he's not a backup, as a starting quarterback, he couldn't start in this league, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, because I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just want to make it clear. And I'm saying there's always quarterbacks like a Ryan Fitzpatrick that were out there, okay?
Yeah.
The starting quarterback in 1999, for instance, for the New Orleans Saints, we'll say, their quarterback was Billy Joe Tolliver. Do you think Ryan Fitzpatrick is better or equal or worse or better?
He's better than Billy Joe Tolliver.
So there you go. There's an example for you.
But I don't think he's a quality NFL starter.
But that wasn't the debate. The debate was that in 1999, the quarterbacks were all better. I'm saying it's the same thing. Nothing really changes, and that you were picking and choosing backup quarterbacks.
I was picking and choosing backup quarterbacks as good examples, I believe.
You were picking good backups. There's no question about that.
Right.
But I'm picking the same type of backups this year. Because I'm saying the backup quarterbacks this year, you can find the same backup quarterbacks in 1999. Some were good, some were awful. That was all.
I've seen a lot of NFL personnel people saying that quarterback is more watered down than it's ever. It's really more difficult to find a quality NFL starter than ever before. The fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick was able to command starters' money on the open market and actually have that dance with the Jets says a lot about the quarterback position today. Ryan Fitzpatrick's career record, 45 wins, 69 losses and a tie.
Yep.
He's not a quality a NFL quarterback.
He had a tie in there, too.
Yeah.
but some people that you have said, like Jeff Garcia, is a quality NFL quarterback.
Jeff Garcia had a run where he was a good NFL starter.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick has better numbers than him.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has not.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick's numbers are better.
He's 45-69-1.
You can keep it, but like, how much is that, and how much is the
he's had
164
touchdowns and 130 interceptions. He's a ham and egger.
He's been on horrible teams.
He's been part of why the team
has
not won.
Yes, absolutely.
And
you can't say Jeff Garcia has been better
year.
When they have the
when
same
they needed
numbers.
Him to win and push him into the playoffs,
so
he had an awful
you're
performance.
You're cherry-picking one game.
That's a big, big game.
So you don't think...
That was the biggest game of Ryan Fitzpatrick's career, and he took a dump.
You don't think quarterbacks have bad games?
The guy has finally got himself into a position in where he's put himself in a position for a big game,
right.
And he showed he couldn't handle it.
So you're going to look at a guy like Tony Romo, who's had a fantastic career, and check out all his awful games?
Tony Romo, to me, sorry, Corey, was overrated, okay? Ooh. He had a lot. He had some good moments.
Right.
He had some bad moments. It depends on who you talk to. If you spoke to a Giant fan, they would say Tony Romo is the biggest choker in the NFL.
Right.
If you spoke to a Dallas fan, they would say he was a great quarterback. If he would have stayed healthy, he would have been a superstar. I thought he was
superstar
neither.
Without staying healthy.
I thought he was not a superstar. I thought he was neither. I thought he was very overrated by some and underrated by others. I felt like he was a good but not great quarterback.
Well, he still is a quarterback. And number two, I am a Giants fan. Do I think Tony Romo?
No, I'm not talking about you necessarily. Okay. I'm saying people who hate the Cowboys would always throw those arguments. You do a Google search and you see things like Tony Romo's the biggest choker of all time in the NFL.
Right.
It's not true. He did have moments where he did not respond well to the pressure. There are other good moments in his career. I'm not saying Romo was either. Romo was not a superstar.
He was a superstar.
He's not a superstar. You're biased. Romo was not a superstar. I have nothing against the Cowboys.
I'm saying
here. He's not a superstar.
I want you to make the
You're a Tony Romo fan.
I want you to make the argument for Tony Romo not being a superstar.
The superstar wasn't even the argument, though. The argument was just a quality quarterback.
Yeah,
I know.
He's a good quarterback, but he wasn't elite. He never was.
The superstar elite argument is an argument for another day.
Right.
I'm just talking about quality.
Well, you asked me what I thought just in terms of quality quarterback.
Correct. And because you were set, I brought up Tony Romo because you said Ryan Fitzpatrick's game last year, week 17 against the Jets, is the reason, against the Bills rather, or the Dolphins, whoever it was, is the reason he's not a good quarterback.
I think it's a good example of why he's a ham and egg.
And my response to that was simply it was a bad game for him, and he is just as good as some of these other schmucks
who you claim is good. You said bad game. The guy's never had a moment in his career where you can point to. You try to prove me wrong. Give me one. Ryan Fitzpatrick, in an important moment, delivered for a quality ball club or helped to become a quality ball club. You can't find it. The guy is 45-69-1.
So why do you ignore the 10 games you won last year?
Because they didn't make the playoffs.
So
you keep asking me the same question,
and
I've given you the same answer.
Right. So we disagree.
Because
yeah,
10 games, they didn't make the playoffs.
Right. So we just disagree, totally.
Yeah,
right.
We disagree.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
We agree to disagree then.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the headlines here from this week.
Thank you.
I want to start with Cam Newton. And they've been waiting for this.
Yes, I want to talk about Cam Newton.
You want to talk about Cam Newton.
And backup quarterbacks.
Don't forget that,
right? He has a pretty decent backup, right? Derek Anderson?
He's not good enough for Scott.
Huh?
He's not good enough for Scott.
Derek Anderson can play.
Well, I know that.
He can?
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
He threw an interception on Sunday night, so he sucks now.
All right.
And he's never done anything, so.
Oh, besides taking his team to the playoffs.
So Sussman thinks
Derek Anderson took his team to the playoffs.
Cleveland Browns.
Derek Anderson took his team to the playoffs.
He went to the Pro Bowl.
Probably better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And went to the Pro Bowl.
And went to the Pro Bowl.
So he's better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fine. He's better than Ryan Fitzpatrick, which is, again, not the argument. The argument was about backup quarterbacks in the NFL, which is Derek Anderson is a quality backup quarterback.
I didn't say there's not a single quality backup quarterback. I said they're hard to find.
I'm saying there's just as many now as there were in 1999.
I disagree with you. I don't think you'll
give me the evidence.
I don't think you'll find a Matt Hasselbeck or a Matt Schaub.
Can we talk about Cam Newton so y'all can stop last word each other?
One second. I also do want to bring up.
He's like, 1 second.
A listener texted me, what has Ryan Fitzpatrick ever done? Week 16 last year against the Patriots in overtime, Ryan Fitzpatrick game-winning touchdown to send them even into Week 17.
And what happened in Week 17?
So you're only going to bring one game again. You just only bring up one game.
You can't discount
Scott,
it, though.
You flipped a shark on this. We went from a guy that not capable quarterbacks to a playoff win. I mean, pretty soon you're going to have Fran Tarkenton as being a marginal quarterback.
Yeah, but Fran Tarkenton went to a Super Bowl. That's totally way off base.
All I'm talking about is quality backups.
Four times. Ryan Fitzpatrick never even got his team to the playoffs when he had an opportunity. It's like you're discounting.
I
thought he did, but
you're discounting the impact of what he did last year. Just
no,
they
you're discounting
games.
It.
I'm not discounting at all. It
of course you are. You don't care that he won 10 games.
It showed that he's a ham and egger.
You don't care that
they needed him in a big moment. He took a big dump, and you're ignoring it, so we disagree.
I'm just taking – I'm not discounting his entire season for one game. He did not make the playoffs with the Texans, by the way, in 2014. They were 9-7, but he did not make the playoffs.
That's who he is. He's like he's good enough to lose with.
He is just as good of a backup quarterback or just as good as a quarter. There's plenty of guys like that in 1999. Plenty of guys like that. And you said there weren't. You said Ryan Fitzpatrick never have a job in 1999. That was your quote.
I think that he wouldn't be a starting quarterback. That's what I said.
Billy Joe Tolliver was a starting quarterback.
So, yeah.
So I think Ryan Fitzpatrick would have a job.
6 months ago, I'd have gotten so much trouble for this.
Not anymore.
You haven't even given your opinion on it, though.
Because I'm waiting to talk about Cam Newton.
Cam Newton was benched for the first series. But the first series, from what we allegedly heard, he didn't wear a tie.
Oh, can I stop? Can we stop for a second?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, sure.
For 1 second?
Yeah, why not?
I don't want to lose the point. Is Matt Stafford a quality quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
Does he want a playoff game? Does he want a playoff game?
Nobody's been to the playoffs.
No.
Oh, God. He bought a ticket to a playoff game one time.
They lost to Dallas in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, Tony Romo won that game, who you said was not a superstar.
He's not a superstar.
Yeah.
You're biased, though.
Go ahead.
Has Matt Ryan won a playoff game?
Yes, Matt Ryan has. Matt Ryan beat Seattle, right?
Yeah, he did.
How about Carson Palmer? Is he a quality quarterback?
Yeah. Guys went to the NFC Championship.
Never won a playoff game.
Yeah, well, he did last year.
He did last year.
He did Green Bay last year in the playoffs.
You're thinking of Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton's
a quality quarterback.
One,
he's a quality quarterback.
Yeah, that was the one guy that absolutely fell apart. What's your thoughts on Andy Dalton? Is he a quality quarterback?
I would say he's a good quarterback. I don't know. I go back and forth on Dalton. He's on the line between good and mediocre.
Oh, was he good enough to start 1999, you think?
Yeah. Probably would have got the Jets to the playoffs last year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not an argument.
Please, let's go, Cam.
You want to move on to Cam Newton now?
Please, I can't take no more.
Oh yeah, the Carson Palmer. This article is from 2012, so that's why Carson Palmer was not correct in that one.
Okay.
Christian Ponder's never won a playoff game, Scott. If you
want to Christian Ponder couldn't even win tennis. Did he ever win an NFL game? Yeah.